The first thing I'd like you to do is give me your name and title and where you're from.
Gary Wilson from Ohio, beef cattle producer from Ohio, and serve as co-chair of the animal or the cattle industry working group for NAIS.
Okay. Now, of course, the cattle industry is the biggest industry involved in animal ID as far as animal identification is concerned. But what is the importance of animal ID to the cattle industry?
Well, animal identification in general is very important just to maintain personal on-farm records or production records and performance records as the animal moves through the market chain. But as it relates to the NAIS, our current animal traceback system is based on a paper trail. And it takes 6 to 8 weeks on average to track an animal if we ever get into an outbreak or try to track an animal back to the herd of origin. So the importance of a national standard animal identification system to enhance the current surveillance and monitoring system for disease in this country is extremely important to our cattle industry.
Well, what are some of the unique concerns and the challenges that you're facing in your industry when it comes to animal ID?
The NAIS initiative, the basic questions come down to what is it going to cost me as a producer and confidentiality of the information, who all will have access to the information. And through our cattle working group, we have tried to address that. The cost factor is difficult to get a hold of at this point in time because we still have to establish the animal tracking system. And who pays for that and who all is going to participate in paying for that will dictate the ultimate cost to the producer. But the the initial cost of premises registration is being absorbed by state and federal governments at this point in time. It comes, and the animal ID devices themselves, we feel we have pretty good flexibility in the type of ID, and we have a number of manufacturers participating in the open market. So we feel that on an individual ID basis, and particularly with electronic IDs, we'll be able to keep those prices competitive because we are trying to establish a system that allow all the tag manufacturers and their distributors participate in the program.
Well, of course, confidentiality is huge, and you're dealing with independent, just cattle producers, or just as a breed, rather independent. How do you feel you can address that issue?
The confidentiality of the information is extremely important to the initiative. We must maintain the confidentiality of producer information. A lot of us have various reasons for doing that, but as personal producers, you're right, we're not used to sharing a lot of information, particularly on the movement of livestock. But to address the surveillance and monitoring program, I think we can recognize we need to improve upon the current system. So confidentiality remains an issue. Quite frankly, it'll probably take some legislative activity at both the federal and state level to provide that comfort to everyone.
Okay, so what are some of the specific recommendations that the Cattle Species Working Group is making to USDA regarding animal ID?
One of the first decisions that was made day one was that because of our ability in the cattle industry to move a lot of cattle very quickly across multiple states in a short period of time, and because we commingle cattle so much from various farms, the first decision made was that we are going to individually identify all cattle in this country, and we're going to do it with an electronic ear tag, and we're going to put that in the left ear. That was one of the first decisions made because everyone recognizes how fast and how far we can move livestock in this country, and particularly cattle today. Some of the other recommendations kind of gets at the cost and the confidentiality issue. We must have confidentiality in this or we shouldn't do it. And then the second on cost, we've been very clear as a producer working group that the industry should not bear the full cost of this operation. We're doing this to protect animal health, but in so doing, we are protecting the economy of agriculture. The cattle industry is the largest segment of animal agriculture, and agriculture is still our largest industry in the United States. So therefore, we're not only protecting animal health, we're also protecting the whole U.S. economy, and therefore we feel if we're doing this to benefit all, then all should help pay for the system.
And also consumer health, possibly.
Exactly. If it's all based on the premise of healthy livestock equates to safe food. And so the system, although it's disease surveillance and monitoring, obviously has an impact on the food supply in the United States, particularly as it relates to animal agriculture.
It's a national security issue, a homeland security issue.
National security, homeland security issues, President Bush in his first term on three different occasions publicly said that specifically animal agriculture is an element of national security because of its impact on the agriculture community and agriculture economy. And the agriculture economy is our largest industry in the United States. And if it is disrupted, it will disrupt the whole U.S. economy. So from a homeland security standpoint, it is very vital that we move this initiative forward.
Very good. Thank you very much, sir.